Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so I wanted to get into this. This is actually interesting. And this is kind of in this Trump era where there is the suggestion that it's fascinating how the alt-right suggests that the alt-left has no tolerance, that extreme liberals who claim to be liberal and love one and all, that they truly don't. So I get this article sent to me from shocking Fox this morning. Those who preach tolerance and equality are normally the least tolerant and least equal of all. It's a broad brush statement that isn't true, but this is what Fox does. And by the way, it's so ridiculously biased that I kind of blow off much of the news from Fox these days, which is kind of unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. Because it doesn't. There are folks who are liberal who are not tolerant. There are folks who are conservative who are not tolerant. It's kind of the real world. But what you get from Fox is those who preach tolerance and equality are normally the least tolerant and least equal of all. So now he's making this broad brush statement, and he's making it about folks in the LGBTQ community. That's why I was not terribly surprised to learn that organizers of a gay pride parade in Charlotte, North Carolina, banned a group of pro-Trump gays. I'm reading this verbatim from Fox. Gays for Trump has submitted an application to display a float during this year's Charlotte Pride Parade. Okay. It was going to support Donald Trump, said their spokesman. It was going to be a patriotic float with American flags and a few Make America Great Again flags. He also said the float would be populated with a number of drag queens dressed as Uncle Sam and the Statue of Liberty. Okay. We wanted to have a couple of drag queens on the float dancing in Make America Great Again dresses, their spokesman said. All we wanted to do is let the community know that the gay community does not speak for every single gay, just like the mayor of Pittsburgh does not speak for every single person in Pittsburgh. Okay? Not every single lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender citizen is anti-Trump. Some of us love him and some of us support him, including myself. Good for you. He was surprised when Charlotte Pride rejected their application. The organization did not explain why they rejected the gays for Trump entry. However, a spokesman for Charlotte Pride said, "We have the right to decline participation at our events to groups or organizations which do not reflect the mission, vision, and values of the organization. In the past, we've made similar decisions to decline participation from other organizations espousing anti-LGBTQ religious or public policy stances." They went on to say that they envision a world in which LGBTQ people are affirmed, respected, and included in the full social and civil life of their local communities, free from fear of any discrimination, rejection, and prejudice. So, a man who says he's gay sent this to me this morning and basically called out Gary Van Horn out of Pittsburgh as if he has anything to do with this and said, "What does your boy have to say about this?" So, Gary's on the phone. Jump in here, sir, please.
Morning, Marty. So I think one of the things to realize is the LGBT community is very, very, very diverse.
Right.
Unlike some other minority communities, you know, when you're Asian, you're Asian. Well, the LGBT community might be Asian and also a member of the LGBT community. So, you know, our conversation and our view on that is that we treat everybody with dignity and respect, period. And at a time when this country is really, really, really divided, I think more than ever, voices need to be heard and conversations need to be had. And that's the story of the LGBT community in general, is when we were true to ourselves, had conversations with people, whether they agreed with us or they didn't agree with us, that's when the community finally got respected and understood. So, you know, our personal view is we think everybody, you know, we're exercising our rights at Pittsburgh Pride this weekend to have a conversation with folks and to be who we are. It's our First Amendment right to do that. And we would actually welcome everybody as part of the conversation.
Yeah, and I knew you would say this because that's how Gary rolls. I'm not trying to speak for you, but honestly, Gary, if somebody called Gary Van Horn today and said, we have a gaze for Trump entry into the parade tomorrow, you would say, cool.
I would obviously say that they're welcome to attend and spread their message, just like anybody else
right.
Is welcome to spread, you know, as they're supporting the LGBT community. I think anybody that's actively discriminating against the community, and obviously these are members of the community, so obviously they're not. They're just expressing their view as members of the community. We would welcome to be a part of the festival and be a part of the march on Sunday.
But by the way, you have no role in any decision made in Charlotte?
We have no role whatsoever, and that would be obviously a board decision. There's a board of the foundation, but we have no role in whatsoever out of Charlotte. Marty, I think one of the things we have to realize is, you know, over the Obama administration, we had 8 years of really good things happening in inclusiveness policies and support for the LGBT community, and that really came to a halt. And I think that when you have, you know, wins, I guess you could say, as people's hearts and minds change, it gives voice to folks that are some of the most underserved. And I think that that's where we're seeing a little bit disconnect on both sides of the House. You know, those folks didn't have a voice whenever Obama was, you know, the conservative people didn't have a voice when Obama was in the White House. Now we have Trump in the White House, and obviously the far left doesn't have the voice that they had under the Obama administration.
Gary Van Horn is with us with the Delta Foundation. All right. This is big for you guys. So tell us about your event and tell us what's happening and tell us how folks can enjoy it, sir.
So tonight we have a free event on Liberty Avenue between 7th Avenue and 10th Street with MJ Live. That starts at about 5 o'clock. MJ Live is a Michael Jackson tribute show from Vegas. That show will go on approximately 7 p.m. tonight. Then tomorrow we have a free festival from 12 to 5. And then there's the concert tomorrow night with Jennifer Hudson on Liberty Avenue. And then all day Sunday, there's the march that happens at 12:30, starts up at the Consol Energy Center and heads down to Liberty Avenue, followed by the festival all day from 1 to 7. All kinds of food vendors, all kinds of regular vendors. We have, you know, three stages of entertainment, a dance area, a kids activity area, and a 300-foot zip line.
So, and a massive crowd expected.
Last year, we had over 125,000 folks. That was only a day and an evening event. We've expanded it to a three-day event, so we're looking for huge crowds. And it's supposed to be beautiful weather all weekend as well.
Yeah, you're really lucky. And the truth is, everybody's welcome. There's no one saying, stay away. This is a place where everybody can have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely, Marty. And we've actually had some, you know, folks that disagreed with the LGBT community and made their voices heard at Pittsburgh Pride and the festival. You know, they've come with signs before and preached whatever they wanted to preach. They're welcome, just as welcome as anybody else is welcome to the event.
Hey, and if they still have interest last minute in Hudson tickets, it's probably in terms of great singers in the world, I put her right up there with Adele. How do they do it, sir?
PittsburghPride.org. They can go right to the website or they can call 888-71-TICKETS.
And what time does she usually, what time do you say she will start singing, sir?
The event starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night on Saturday. She'll go on stage around 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Gary, you sound wired up. Are you ready to go? I know you put your heart and soul into this. You jazzed up?
I'm standing in the middle of Liberty Avenue right now. There's vendors being putting stuff up. There's tents going up. There's a big stage, a 40-by-40 stage going up. We're really excited.
So. All right, my man. You do a heck of a job with it. I appreciate you jumping in here at the last minute.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
I'll talk to you again. I would go to see Jennifer Hudson. I find her to be gifted. And we don't use that word a lot around here, but I'm just too old. These things kind of have a way of, all concerts have a way of, the main act doesn't get on stage until, I'd say 10-ish. And that's usually, by that time, my wife is definitely asleep. And I'm kind of thinking about it. Just the way it is. I'm just not into the late nights because I get up at 4:30. But it's a great, great, great show. It's a heck of a venue. It's a heck of an opportunity to enjoy yourselves all weekend long. Gorgeous day. Wow. It's been an amazing spring. Yeah. By the way, the network piece that we heard at the top of the hour kind of nailed it for me. The irony of it, and I keep going back to this because it just jumps off the page at me regarding Donald Trump and what happened yesterday. So he pretty much says that Comey's a liar and can't trust him and he's deceitful and everything he said is untrue. And then he says that because of what Comey said, he's vindicated. Does that make sense to anybody? Under any circumstance? Anybody out there? I can't wrap my arms around it. Because it doesn't add up for me. Any way, shape, or form. I don't know. Anyone? No. I've got to get to these numbers regarding drug overdoses. It's so disheartening. This came out of the DEA, and I heard this late yesterday, and then I saw it on KDKA TV this morning. And I want to ask a simple question as we get into this. How has fentanyl and heroin affected your life and your community? 866-391-1020. How has fentanyl and heroin affected your life and your community? As I get into these numbers, a couple of things are just kind of staggering to me. Do you know they used Narcan on a dog? A drug dog? Did you know this? And it worked? It's amazing to me. This is where we're at. I was around, obviously. I was working in Dallas during the crack epidemic, and it was big. It was a huge problem. There were massive raids daily. I was around when the Jamaican drug gangs pretty much ran the crack business in America, and certainly in big cities like Dallas, the violence, the deaths, the destruction, how it ruined families and communities. This has that same vibe, same. So last week, they're drug dogs. They're fascinating. They're so highly trained. They're so effective. They're so important. And a drug dog on a raid, inhaled some of the fentanyl on a raid, and they had to use Narcan. Three cases. I got sent a piece. Three different cases in the last couple of weeks. Police officers doing their job. Police officers doing their job. Inhaling fentanyl or touching fentanyl, and they had to use Narcan. It's insanely dangerous. 13 Pennsylvanians die every day. 13 every day. 4,642 drug-related deaths in 1 year in Pennsylvania. That's insane. We're going to get more into the details. Rod, go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, Marty, I'd like to talk about it if I could. I mean, I live in the Mon Valley, obviously, and it's ravaged down here between Benora, Charleroi, and Monongahela. It's terrible. The solution that I like to bring up, if I could, you know, they just had a traffic stop in Elizabeth just the other day, and I knew a couple of the participants. And one of them took the rap, and the other ones got to go free. And I disagree with that.
Hold on. So folks know this. They snatched a bunch of heroin, guns, cash. I was actually shocked by the high-powered guns they found in that scenario. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it was on your face.
Yep.
And I said, God, fuck. One of them used to be my barber. That's why,
Wow.
I said, well, God, damn. I said, how in the world? I said, no, he needs to go. I said, he needs to go, too, just because the other one took the rap. He needs to go. He was the driver. He needs to go.
Hey, Ron.
Bring it back into the community.
Hey, Rod, have you had the face-to-face, nose-to-nose, breathing down into his eyeballs conversation with your son about how pervasive this is and how important it is that he stays away from this?
Oh, absolutely. Now, he tells me, he goes to Ringo, he says there's a weed problem up there. I can believe that.
Yeah.
But I said, now, listen, son, if you don't mess with none of that stuff,
right,
including that heroin, because if you hit it once, it's over. And I said, I will personally, Smart, and I mean it.
Yeah.
I will personally put him out of his misery.
Mm. Hey, Rod, are you shocked? It's so pervasive. They're using it on dogs, the Narcan. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, now, Marty, now, I know that people may disagree with me, and I understand that some of that stuff works. Now, with the fentanyl, if they don't get to them in time, they're out of here.
Yes.
I just don't believe that the police officers should be, and the mayor of Monongahela agrees with that, they should be tied up, reviving drug addicts. There's so many things that's going around in the community that they're tied up dealing with that. And Marty, the paperwork that they have to do on that takes them off the street. That's what gets me with this whole process, and I just think that the courts need to deal with these drug dealers and the CYS with the ones that get caught with this stuff, this overdosing. These kids need to be taken away from them for long periods of time.
All right. I love him. I got to take a break. He's an amazing caller. We got to stick on this. Hey, piece in the Wall Street Journal today suggests that big-time drug gangs in New York are now getting fentanyl sent to them in packages from labs in China. Frightening. Hey, you just want to get a bunch of people down at Penn's watch party. Hey, T, is Father's Day this Sunday? No? Next Sunday. All right. I forget. Hey, I don't... Not to be... Keep it real, but I don't pay attention to... I tell my wife, just chill out. No big deal. Let's just all enjoy our lives. And once my father passed, that changes too. So I don't... We don't make a big to-do out of it because life is pretty good as it is. Think about my dad every day, as I'm guessing most of the folks do out there who have lost their fathers. But what I think about is the greatness that he brought to my life. I do not feel sorry for myself. As some would, got to find the amazing, amazing moments and use them to make your life better and your kids' lives better and the community better. And that's what I intend to do each and every day. But I do not remember which day's Father's Day. My wife asked me about what did I want for my birthday, and I pointed to my right and said, right here, you, honey. I find a certain... There's such a difference between how women want their birthdays to be managed versus men, and maybe this is sexist, and maybe I don't know, guys. Does your husband want a big to-do on his birthday? Nah. Her husband is so chill, as the kids say. She married a really good guy. And he's just so relaxed. Just very smart, very mature. And then she comes in. Tsunami birthday. It's, honestly, she starts this scene, I don't know, 3 weeks out. Takes a week off, goes on some trip. It's a little weird. But by the way, this is what girls do. I have two at home. Hey, Dad, my son says, hey, Dad, well, you know, get some pizza. Maybe I play some Minecraft. Okay. My girls, well, here's what we're thinking, Dad. You know, Delta has that flight to Paris. Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking four girls at a sleepover, mommy and us four. Of course, not you, Dad. You don't deserve it. But we're going to go to Paris. Uh-huh. Paris, Texas, on a mega bus. It's just... Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are folks out there who have, boys have really big parties, but I don't notice it as much. We get, because I have three kids, we get these elaborate invitations now to big to-dos, and the kids go to a lot of them. What I do not tolerate, and this is just me, and if I'm old-fashioned or if I'm a pain in the butt, so be it. I just not into the kids sleeping over. I just not. I told my wife, because every night, hey, Dad, my daughter, Sophia, Dad, yeah, Janie's having two girls over. No, before it even gets out of her mouth. Why do you need to sleep there? That just makes no sense to me. I just don't think kids need to be sleeping over other people's homes all the time. I just don't. Part of it's selfish. I'm an old guy, and I have young kids, and I find great pleasure in laughing at them. And that's just it. And my wife gets it, and she knows me obviously better than anyone, and I generally tell them, no, they're not sleeping over anywhere. Once in a while, a couple of times a year, but I don't know if this has happened in your neighborhood. There are kids that are sleeping over someone's house every night. To heck with that. And here's the other deal. And again, call me a curmudgeon or the pain in the butt father. I don't want those kids at my house to screaming. I hear them making noise at 3 a.m. Ain't happening. The giggling. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. Then they have little fights. Uh-uh. Not in my house. No, no, no. I'm too old. And my dear, lovely wife, she would sleep standing up in a phone booth in a hurricane. So I'm in there telling these little, you know what's to chill. So now none of those kids like me. I'm the curmudgeon dad. Mom's asleep. It's just the way it is. If I'm a bad guy, so be it. I get birthday partied out. When T has a birthday, you know the movie Alice in Wonderland? There's a whole garden thing going. They go underground. They have costumes and everything has a look to it. That's the party she has at her house. I'm serious. It's blown out. And then here's what she says. So if the party's on a Saturday, here's what she tells me Monday. I'm broke. What do you mean you're broke? You just had a $600 birthday party. Come on. I mean, they're cool. Seriously cool. Really, really cool. And by the way, it sets a standard for her kids. And she says, if you want this, you have to work hard. But when she comes in and tells me she's broke, it kills me. Woman dresses better than Jackie Onassis. Classic. Mitch, go ahead.
Marty, we finally have common ground. I hate birthdays. Despise them. My employees will come to me and say, hey, I want a day off. Like, why? Well, this is my special day. Most important day of my... I said, this is the most important day of your life. It's a pathetic life. and then I say, what did you do to earn this birthday? What did you do to achieve this birthday? Your mother did it. You didn't do it.
Wow.
Your mother and your father got together and made this thing.
Boy, I wish I could work for you, Mitch.
we get stuff done. I got great employees. Been in business 25 years, and I have 25-year employees.
No, hold on, because I concur. It's this, I swear, and if I'm lying, I'm dying, and I'll put you on hold, and she'll tell you, she makes the biggest deal out of her birthday. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and I know. Let me get into the mom.
Didn't you go to Florida for your birthday this time? She went to Florida for her birthday.
Oh,
Hollywood, Florida. Oh, that's right, a $500 night hotel room.
It's not a birthday. It's a birth month. It's crazy.
Can I
tell you one more story?
Yeah.
All right. So all the moms in the neighborhood get together for these birthdays.
Yeah.
It's a ritual.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something they're obligated to do. They have to miss work to do this nonsense. So I go, and it's like, I know there's a big thing because everyone knows about it.
Yeah.
And because of Facebook, although I'm not a Facebook guy, and I'm like, well, why didn't you get? I asked my wife, why didn't you invite this girl's birthday bruncheon, lunch? She said, well, because I sat beside her at a volleyball game on her birthday, and I did not wish her happy birthday.
No,
so I'm excommunicated.
No,
and I said, well, how are you supposed to know? She said, Facebook, everyone knows. I said, oh my God, this is crazy. Stop these damn birthdays. You know. That's it. I'm off. Thanks for letting me vent. Mark, we agree on something. Oh, my
goodness. He's the best caller I heard in a week. That's my man right there. He is so spot on. Well, it's my special day. My man, you're 59. This is 51 after 58. Call me when you're 60. I'll feel a little bad. It's just, it's your birthday. All right, let's have get a little extra cheese on that burger for my man. I got the 40 cents. I don't play up my birthday. I have no interest in playing up yours. My kids do. Dad, I'm going to have 14 girls, and we're going to go to Iceland. Really, are you now? Yes. You know, they have a flight out of Iceland now. Yeah, it's WOW Airlines. Yeah, $99. Okay, that's nice. Hey, it's the sleepover conundrum. I find it fascinating what you learn as you're a parent that you despised when you were young. I despised the fact that my mother would not let me go all night bowling, I swear. I despised the fact that my mother wouldn't let me watch midnight movies. I despised the fact that my mother wouldn't let me have sleepovers with my derelict friends. And here I am. She was right on all counts. Nothing good happens after dark. All kids need to have a handle on things. And I just think when you get a group of kids together and they're staying up late, and what happens is when I've had these kids, my girls, have sleepover parties, they have a couple girls over. I don't want 40 of them screaming. They stay up till 3 in the morning, and then they're jacked for the next 3 days. Plus, I just think you can have fun. The party starts at 7. Have them leave at 9. Bye. Go away. By the way, I'm not a bad... It's not as if I'm snarling at these kids. I'm the one who goes out and gets the za and the ice cream and the balloons and the gifts and all that. But I just think that our kids have so much stuff that I just think there has to be some kind of limit. And the sleepover stuff, I just think it's just too much for me. What's the point? Really, what is the point? And I know when you're a kid, it's kind of exciting. I've already been asked several times. Already this year. And the truth of the matter is that I say no most of the time. If, like, Chloe's just so young and Sophia's so old, get away! And Vince is only 6. I'm not having those screaming boys over there. Oh, no. It makes me a bad guy. Everybody's got to learn something. Hey, I want to read this as we get out of here on Friday because I think this is important. It kind of brings the show full circle in regards to Trump. And it's a great analysis written on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. Downside of being outsider president. Being an outsider has its advantages in today's political climate. And last year, President Donald Trump made the most of them. Thursday, though, the world saw the downside of coming from so far outside the system. A basic set of rules for surviving and thriving in the nation's capital, well understood by Washington veterans, would include: don't make an enemy of the FBI, keep potential enemies inside the tent, and above all, remember that it usually isn't the action, but the appearance of a cover-up that brings real trouble. This is good stuff. A compelling morning of congressional testimony by Comey illustrated that Mr. Trump deliberately or unwittingly violated each of those maxims. In the process, he appears to have made a problem that always was going to be difficult for him. Assertions that Russia intervened in the 2016 election, ultimately to benefit the Trump campaign, considerably worse. It's great stuff. Hold on, I'm changing the page. And so the truth of the matter is that what this did was it caused great problems for him. The Russian question is a minefield, and Mr. Trump has stepped directly on many of the times of the mines. The irony is that this all came into focus on a day in which the dramatic congressional hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee also produced revelations that actually are helpful to the president's cause. Most notably, Trump himself was never the subject of Mr. Comey's inquiries on the Russian connection. Instead, though, the focus was on Mr. Comey's descriptions of a series of private conversations, this is true, in which he said the president tried to coerce him into becoming a loyalist and sought to squelch a continuing criminal investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, then seemed to fire Mr. Comey because he wouldn't cooperate and subsequently lied about the origin and details of their conversations. Those are serious assertions and have the potential to create significant legal problems, perhaps even a case for obstruction of justice for the president. In addition, the potential problems for those around him. In each of those cases, though, it was clear that the way Trump handled his relationship with the nation's top criminal investigator made the situation more dangerous. So spot on. In Mr. Comey's telling, the president attempted to use meetings and phone calls to extract a pledge of loyalty and patronage relationship from the FBI chief and to pressure him into declaring publicly that the president himself wasn't a target of the FBI investigation. Mr. Trump's supporters love the fact that he is the outsider willing to shatter the rules of the norms that seem to govern life in Washington. So they likely aren't troubled. In fact, they likely will cheer. Still, officials from both parties question the propriety of such overtures in private settings, and they carry the potential to backfire on the president, which they did Thursday. Indeed, once the president decided to fire Mr. Comey, it was inevitable that they would blow up into a public problem. A more seasoned political leader likely would have sensed that danger and steered a different course. The president's new at this. He's new to government and is probably wasn't steeped in the long-running protocols that established the relationships between the White House, the FBI, and the Justice Department, said House Speaker Paul Ryan. Mr. Ryan, who's been around the Capitol for a while, said that, of course, there needs to be a degree of independence from the White House from the FBI and justice. Mr. Trump's critics will charge that those questionable actions weren't merely rookie mistakes, but signs that the president was eager to bottle up Comey. At the end of the day, Donald Trump does nothing but hurt himself. There's one silver lining for Trump. In their questioning of Mr. Comey, Republican senators generally appeared cautious, neutral, and occasionally defensive of the president. There is no sign that there was any seeking a clean break. Moving forward, whether it stays that way will be critical for the White House.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.